Ben onu zaman yılından da bağlamadım. Yapacağım. Şimdi sen bağlamadım. Chukil, how are you feeling today?
Thank you for asking, Geshe-la. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Doing good?
Yes.
Only Alhamdulillah, good evening. Zilla, good evening. Tom, good evening. Elise, good evening. Bodhisattva Patrick, good evening. Joanna, good evening. Laura, good evening. President Alex. Oh, Damasi, good evening. Nili, good evening. Kovina, Ryan, good evening. Rajesh, good evening. Suste, good evening. David, good evening. Children, good evening. Mary, good evening. Tenzi Lamula, good evening. Panditji, happy, good evening. Anybody watching on YouTube, good evening. Welcome back to the class. Lamula will lead some prayer. Okay. So, Lamula, today the Heart Sutra, we just recite the forehead Dagini prayers, okay? Not the whole Heart Sutra. So then the rest, maybe only the Heart Sutra, then we will do the rest of the prayer, okay?
Shakyamuni Buddha, praise to Shakyamuni Buddha. Guru, teacher, Bhagavan Tathagata, Arhat, complete Buddha, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata, knower of the world, supreme guide of beings to be subdued, to you, Buddha Bhagavan, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. Guru, teacher, Bhagavan, perfectly complete Buddha, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata, know of the world, supreme guide of beings to be subdued, teacher of gods and humans, to you, who is conquered Shakyamuni, I prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. Guru, teacher, Bhagavan, perfectly complete Buddha, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata, knower of the world, supreme guide of beings to be subdued, teacher of gods and humans, Bhagavan, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni, I prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. But supreme amongst humans, you were born on this earth. You take and said, I am supreme in this world. To you who are wise then, I prostrate. With pure bodies, form supremely pure, wisdom ocean like a golden mountain, three worlds, winner of the best, savior to you, I prostrate. With the supreme signs, face like spotless moon, color like gold, to you I prostrate. Three like you, the three worlds are not, incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The savior having great compassion, the teacher having all the field of merit with qualities like a vast ocean, to you, the one gone to dustness, I prostrate. The purity that frees one, the virtue that frees one from the lower realms, the one path, the sublime, pure reality, to the dharma that pacifies, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and who also show the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realizations, were devoted to the moral precepts, to you, the sublime community intending virtue, I prostrate. Do not commit any unwholesome actions. Engage in perfect wholesome actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha.
So this is important to all of my friends to remember this kind of distill, the kind of summarize, kind of sums up Buddha's teaching. Divacina Vichasya. So it's good to remember. So sometimes people ask you to, can you please explain Buddhism? Short period of time, you need to remember this stanza, the budging and which is your opposite of the Ranga Sindhi, also then they start the tempers. Not able to subdue the mind, so then all problems occur due to untamed mind, and the mind is not tamed, the mind is not subdued, no? Like so much negativity within the mind, so much negativity within the mind based on politics, based on religion, based on culture, based on traditions, based on wealth, you know, based on name, based on positions, based on power, you know, so then it's like a very unfortunate thing. So not knowing whether you are going to be here tonight, tomorrow or not, not even having any clue whether you are going to be here tomorrow or not. So then on top of that, so much negativity has been generated within the mind. So due to pretty much all the problems that now we experience in the world, you know, so that like so much negativity within the mind, you know, like greed, jealousy, arrogant pride, no good. So therefore, we all need to subdue our minds in order to have peaceful world. Everybody has moral responsibility how to subdue their mind. Each and every person has moral responsibilities. So when you manage to subdue your mind, so then everybody else in the world get benefit, because nobody has to fear to you. Nobody has to fear of your presence on this planet, because your mind is subdued. Everybody, not just only Buddhists, everybody can benefit. Only way to subdue our mind is to develop in loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. And to have very clear understanding right from the beginning, you know, to have very clear understanding. Wanting happiness is not based on religion, it's not based on money, it's not based on culture, it's not based on how you look, it's not based on traditions. Everybody wants happiness. Everybody. Every single person on this planet wants happiness. It's nothing to do with religion, it's nothing to do with the culture, it's nothing to do with your belief. Everybody wants happiness. So based on that, so now you think how to contribute for the world peace. The best way to contribute is to subdue your mind. It means less negative thoughts. Then everybody can benefit. Now, so this is very important. Then we must have clear understanding right from the beginning that everybody on this planet wants happiness. It's nothing to do with religion. It's nothing to do with what we believe. It's just human nature. The best to become cause for that, the best is like to become cause for that. If not, then restrain to become obstacles for that, to restrain. No, don't become obstacles based on culture, belief, traditions, race. It's all unfortunate. You know? So that's why this Buddha taught 84,000 scriptures kind of summarized into this one stanza, Divacina Vichasya. If you manage to subdue your mind, you'll be happier in this life. If something goes beyond this life, it'll be a good one. It'll be a good one. No? Now, based on that, if you want to achieve a higher goal like liberation, fully enlightenment, you can do. Now, if you're not concerned about that, at least this life, the very life that you see, you get immense benefit. Subduing your mind, you get immense benefit. So then probably if you want to do something for next life, you can do. So if you want to do probably there's something higher so that you can work for liberation, for the enlightenment. This all boils down to subduing your mind, okay? Very important. Next time, if some of your friends ask, can you explain Buddhism? You need to remember this stanza. This stanza. Hmm? Yeah, it is about change. It's about improvement and change. That's all. That's all. Okay? Just want to share. You know? So this stanza kind of sums up the entire Buddha's teachings. Just want to share. You know? Yeah, President Ramana, please continue. Hmm?
A star, a defective view, a butter lamp flame, an illusion, a dewdrop, a water bubble, a dream, lightning, a cloud. See all causative phenomena like this. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the foe of faults, and be delivered from ocean's samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death. Now the prayer to the lion-faced Dakini. From the holy supreme realm of Kichara, you who possess powers of clairvoyance and magical emanation, look after practitioners without distraction as you would a child. To the host of the Dakinis of the three abodes, I prostrate. So we'll say this mantra 21 times.
So this particular mantra, as I mentioned before, if some of you are here new, usually when we use the rosary, you pull mantra inside because we are trying to receive the blessings through mala inside. This particular mantra is to remove obstacles. That's why you push the bead out. Like this bead you push out. Okay? So that's for the sake of knowledge. So this is to remove your obstacle. You put the bead out. Put the bead out like this. Push out. Normally, you just pull the bead inside towards you. So this is not to receive blessing. Okay, in this case, you push out for the sake of knowledge. Aga samara za shatara samara te aga samara za shatara samara.
Are the teachings of the noble three rare sublime ones possessing the power of truth? May hindrances be averted.
Be
eliminated. May be pacified. May all enemies and forces opposed to Dharma, Shantim Kuru Soha. May the host of 80,000 obstacles be pacified. May we be free from Dharma, May all excellences be in the perfect auspiciousness and perfect happiness here. Now the Gandhar Lakshma. From the heart of the Savior of the 100 deities of Tushita, on the peak of a cloud resembling a clump of trees. Please come here together with your son. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus smiles with delight. Supreme seal of merit for mine, mind of faith. Please abide for 100 eons to spread the teachings. Your holy mind has been of objects to me known. Your holy speech with its explanations is an ear ornament from those of good fortune. Your holy body is radiantly beautiful. You are meaningful to see, hear, and remember. I prostrate. Pleasing drinking water bears flowers, light, waters, and so forth. Oceans of cloud-like offerings, both actually arranged and mentally emanated, I offer to you the supreme field. Whatever non-virtue of body, speech, and mind, especially those opposite to the three vows that I have collected in time, I confess each and every one with fervent regret from my heart. You stroke from made your freedoms and richnesses meaningful by abandoning the eight worldly concerns. Savior, we sincerely rejoice perfect, pure, holy gurus from the billowing clouds of wisdom and compassion in the sky of the Dharma. Please let fall a rain of profound and extensive Dharma upon the receptacle of those to be subdued exactly as they need. May the Vajra body of Tsongkhapa, created from the purity of clear light, free of rising and setting of cyclic existence, be visible to the ordinary viewer only in its unsubtle physical form, stay on unchanging without waning until samsara ends. May whatever virtue I have collected benefit the teachings and all transmigratory beings, and in particular may cause the essence of perfect pure Losangdrapa's teachings to shine forever. This section will say three times. Vajradhara, Lord of Sages, source of all realizations, Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objective passion, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Lord of Secrets, destroyer of the entire host of Maras, Losangdrapa, crown ornament of the sages of the land of snow, to you, Guru Buddha, embodying the three refuges, I make requests. Respectfully, with my three doors, please bless me and others to be ripened and liberated. Please bestow the supreme and common realizations. Vajradhara, Lord of Sages, source of all realizations, Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Lord of Secrets, destroyer of the entire host of Maras, Losangdrapa, crown ornament of the sages of the land of snow, to you, Guru Buddha, embodying the three refuges, I make requests, respectfully with my three doors. Please bless me and others to be ripened and liberated. Please bestow the supreme and common realizations. Vajradhara, Lord of Sages, source of all realizations. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion. Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom. Lord of Secrets, destroyer of the entire host of Maras. Losangdrapa, crown ornament of the sages of the land of snow, to you, Guru Buddha, embodying the three refuges, I make requests respectively with my three doors. Please bless me and others to be ripened and liberated. Please bestow the supreme and common realizations. So we'll say this three times also. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the supreme and common realizations. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and remain steadfast until I attain the essence of enlightenment. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the supreme and common realizations. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and remain steadfast until I attain the essence of enlightenment. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the supreme and common realizations. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and remain steadfast until I attain the essence of enlightenment. By the force of the victorious one Laman Tsongkhapa, acting as our direct Mahayana virtuous friend in all our lives, may we never turn aside even for a second from the pure path highly admired by the victorious ones.
So they're here like the, entering the guru into your heart.
Let's see, first we have the long mandala offering.
Entering the guru into your heart.
Okay, I think that's after this. The.
No, it's all you recited.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All you recited. So that. Little down, please.
Down.
Go down.
Oh, good. Oh, this way.
Oh, yeah, go down.
More?
Yeah, more down. Oh, here. Oh, for the sake of knowledge, just go to one. Where the title, the entering.
So this is the line stage Nixema.
Oh no! So they need to see the title somewhere. Just open the they believe up, so up.
Up! Oh, up! I didn't see any title.
No, I just saw.
Lamala, it's the three stanzas that begin magnificent and precious root guru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, above.
That's not it. Here, okay. Right here?
Oh, yeah, right there. For the sake of knowledge, you know, if someone like, Yogi Vesava, Java Vesava, Vesa lineage, Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice, this comes very end of the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice. So this here, this also like, is like dissolving the merit fields, dissolve the merit field in your heart. So that's what it is. This is dissolving the merit fields, into your heart through central channels. So that's what it is. It comes very bottom of the Vesa lineage, Java Vesa lineage. Lama Tsongkhapa for Guru Yoga practice based on Java Vaisava lineage. Java Vaisava is like a great yogi. Follow Lama Tsongkhapa traditions, managed to enlighten Vedic this lifetime in Java Vaisava. So fortunate to be able to stay, okay? Comes in the very bottom of the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice based on Java Vaisava lineage, Vaisa lineage. Probably the name after the place of birth. So the master was born, so he was named after his place. Managed to enlighten within this lifetime. Vaisa lineage. Of course, most of the Vaisa lineage teachings is associated with Tantra practice. Based on the amount of effort you put into the practice, you could get enlightened within 12 years or 3 months. The teaching has potentials to help you to get enlightened. 12 years, the most, then within 3 months, the teaching has ability to help you to enlighten with this lifetime. 12 years or 3 months. So their teaching has the potentials. Or Java Vaisava, very profound Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice based on Java Vaisava lineage. Okay, for the sake of knowledge. So now then, what else, Lamala?
On the long mandala offering?
Short, not long, short.
There's a short one. Saji Paki Shushi Meto Tambi Noblishi Nide Genpari Sangye Shindu Nike Uwa
Here are the main things that are positive motivations. The best positive motivation is bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. So if you can develop that, so with that attitude that you say, I'm going to listen to this class with bodhicitta. So that's the whole point of reciting repetition of bodhicitta prayer, okay? Whether you can follow or not, so there's a main point. Even though you can say the prayer, then you don't, to the set of the motivation, then it's not much being. And this is the thing intellectually, you know? Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanju pardon dane chonam de dage chusin de verso nam de ambola. Penje sanje ambola yon sanje chodan soje chonam la chanju pardon So that finished now all the prayers. So. So the entering the Guru into your heart, so that practice, as I said, come very end of the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice based on Jawa Vyasava lineage, Vyasa lineage. So why you do that? No, so then how it appears when you when you're trying to visualize the marriage field, it appears as a Lama Tsongkhapa and his two main disciples. That's how it appears. In the reality, there's your guru, you know. Does it make sense? Appear is something, in reality, there's something different. Say, when you act out, you appear as a doctor. In reality, it's, you are merely. No, but you appear as a chef. You appear as a doctor based on the play. No, some case you appear as a doctor, some case you appear as a chef. In reality, that's who you are, like this. Neely is the one who's acting in different customs. Same thing here. It appears as a Lama Tsongkhapa and two main disciples, but reality is your guru. So then why you dissolve the whole marriage field, the visual, why you dissolve? Because you dissolve into your crown, to the central chakra in your heart, center of your heart. It remains there till you reach enlightenment. Whatever you eat, you mention the thing that you are making offerings. You know, people show respect, you're thinking about here, what's inside your heart. That's Lama, that's your guru in Sampurva with Lama Tsongkhapa, or Tara in Sampurva with your guru. So that's what is here, standing in the center of your heart on the lotus cushions. So, because of the devotion towards that, is for heart to, this is kind of hard to look down on somebody else. It's hard to criticize, judge, you know, any negative thought. It's hard to generate because there's something very holy sitting inside your center of your heart. There's something very holy that you dissolve into the center of your heart. It's sitting there. So the devotion towards that, so then it's harder to letting any negative mindsets take over. So every food that you consume is offerings. Somebody saying, somebody praising you is here. It's not really you, it's here. You know, somebody showing respect is not really to you, it's here. No need to feel bad because something very holy sitting in the center of your heart that you just dissolve. And you tomorrow you do the same thing, you practice again, then at the very end you dissolve that. And so to be aware that something very holy sitting in your heart. So just for the sake of knowledge, so this what is okay. Could be Lama in suburbs of Tara, Manjushri, like Vajrapani, Manjushri, Haya Giva, it doesn't matter, it's like various based on the daily yoga practice that you do. The whole idea is to be aware of there's something very holy sitting inside of your heart, something very holy sitting inside of your heart. So, their holiness is very much encouraging you to be liberated, you to be enlightened. So anything that go against that liberation, enlightenment, probably should not do, you know, so for the sake of devotions towards something that's remaining inside of you, something very holy that's remaining inside of your heart. You know, in this case, the appearance of Lama Tsongkhapa, then of course two disciples dissolve into Lama Tsongkhapa's right shoulder, left shoulder, then they are thrown, dissolve into Lama Tsongkhapa, so the Lama Tsongkhapa dissolve into your crown through central channels that remain in the lotus cushion inside of your heart. And also, there's many, many multiple benefits. The benefit to be born in Tushita realms, which is within the desire realms. There are like seven within the desire realm, there are like six celestial realms. Number four, that's the one called Tushita realm, is located into number four. Then if you look at the Mount Meru, there's like a the fourth level of the Mount Meru, that's where it's located, but you know, so I'm not sure how far from. It's not on the ground, it's above the ground. Above the ground, there are within the desire realms. Karmically, we are connected to this realm, because in the same realm, desire realm, but they are not on the ground, they're above ground. Above ground. So, celestial realm number four, there's like Ganden is located there. So there's like 1,000 Buddha will descend from there to our planet. Lama Adisha came to India, was born in India, came to Tibet, now is in Tushita realm. Lama Adisha is in Tushita realm. Lama Tsongkhapa is there, Lama Adisha was there, Adisha's main disciple Dongtenpa was there, you know, so the many Kadampa master was there. So then you are supposed to know, like when you do Lama Tsongkhapa Guru or prayers, you are supposed to visualize that whole realm, the Gandhi realms. So they also like create a cause to be born in Tushita realms. So they receive teachings continuously. So then visualizing Gandhian realms, create a cause to be born there. Also it's become it kind of become a part of poor practice. Poor practice means like descending your consciousness into the higher realm. It's also become a part of that poor practice too. So visualizing that. So this whole part of Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice based on Java Vaisnava lineage. Okay, Java Vaisnava lineage. Oh yeah. For the sake of knowledge, Chukila, where we stop? So we are still, here we are still on. How many class now? Is it second class or third class?
This is the fourth.
This is the fourth. Even I try to go the shortcut, if it's still we have four class, only one topic, we have four class. Even I went to the shortcut, but it's still fourth class. No, I already explained the reasons why there's so much information on this particular topic, because as I said, back in our mind, we think, no proof, we think that we are going to be here long period of time. That's not just you, everybody, we think. But we have no proof. No, we have reason, many reasons, you know, like, I'm healthy, I'm young, many reasons, but there's no proof. So there's a back of the mind that we think, oh, we are going to be here a long period of time. That kind of deceive us, you know, kind of deceive us, then postpone, you know. So then it's kind of like deceive, and like, this also make us like, it make heart like, it make us like, because also kind of interferes with the choice that we make in day-to-day life. Maybe we may not the best choice. We may not make the best choice. You know, so we may invest our energy and our intelligence, our energy into something else that doesn't have much benefit, even in this life. And maybe there's not much benefit in this life, so then there's not benefits, much benefit towards liberation, enlightenment, very little. So that, you know, thought, because of that, you know, but another set of thoughts, like, oh, I don't have any confidence that I will be here tomorrow. I don't have confidence. This could be my last day. Every day could be my last day. It has some valid base to support that idea, because you don't have no clue. But thinking that you are going to be here forever, so that's why this idea we all have. So it's not that easy to get rid of that idea. Therefore, there's so much message. They're kind of telling us, maybe it's not, if you're deceived by this idea, maybe that's not, you know, it's not the best thing, you know. So maybe you should think, maybe every day could be the last day. So then maybe this will shape your life. It makes you make better choice, make a better choice. This is a better choice, no? Better choice. Not to make it miserable. Could be last day. That's how you want to spend your last day. Be miserable. Think twice, no? It could be, no? So there, it doesn't mean it's going to be last day, but, you know, this thought, having this every day's last day, this kind of thought kind of shapes your mind and helps you to make better choice. Okay, so therefore, yes, there is so much information there. You know, it's not easy to, you know, it's not easy like to have, you know, this realization. Okay. Oh yeah. So then, so this all this here now. As accomplishments in this life. Accomplishment in this life, what that means, accomplishment in next life, and become higher accomplishment, liberation, enlightenment. Yeah, there's many accomplishments. Yeah, how you define accomplishment in this life? To accomplish something happily, peace of mind, calm mind, happy mind. Is this a better choice? Or I should not give much thought about that. That doesn't really matter. Happy mind, that doesn't matter. Or money and wealth, this is more important than happy mind is not that important. Then, you know, life has no meaning. Life has no meaning. What do you say? Yeah, so probably you met people, I met in my life, I met people, you met people, people who have tons. Are they one of the most happiest people on this planet? Answer is no. Answer is no. So you probably met some, I met few in my life, you know, so anyway, so that's how we, how you say, that's we, how we assess, how you say, assessment, how is it? Assess?
How yes, that's how we assess. Yeah.
Question is how you assess your achievement, how you define your achievement. Achievement related to very light that you see. Achievement next light, achievements, then you know, higher achievement, liberation, enlightenment, how you assess, day to day of how you assess. That's why there's so much information about impermanence, mortality, impermanence. There's so much information because this message is not easy to get here because we have some other ideas, you know. So that idea is not easy to get rid of because we are, everybody has, or tomorrow, or maybe the other tomorrow, or maybe next week, or maybe next month, next year. Meanwhile, no clue. No evidence, no evidence, no clue. So that's why this has so much, you know, details, and there's so much details. Not like trying to make you depressed, or it's just explain the reality. It's just explain the reality. So, you know, so then the reality, next life, this life, there's only one breath. There's only one breath. When that breath ceases, next life, that life is finished. Only one breath. It's not like you have to go 1,000 miles walk. No, it's just one breath. You breathe out, can breathe in, it's finished. It's over. When that happens, what is the matter? Your house, your wealth, all of this, even this body, Kadama Master said, become nothing. It's very body. You shower every single day, make sure it doesn't smell, this becomes nothing. You just talk about reality. That's all. You just talk about reality. What is matter when breath ceases? What is matter? Oh, so based on that, then you assess. You know, your assessment should based on that. After that, what follows? Nothing else. Even this body. No. If you manage to create some merit, you can take that. Other than that, you know. So then. So that's why this part of the small scope teachings, you know, precious human life, and that precious human life has limits. So to make sure you don't waste, means you don't, I say, don't become pessimistic, you know, and have a faith in yourself that you are someone who possesses Buddha natures. You are someone who has ability to become enlightened. No, don't lose faith towards your Buddha natures. Don't lose. You have to have faith in yourself that you could achieve fully enlightenment. No, you could improve. You could change. You have to have faith because your life is considered as a precious human life. So that precious human life has limits. You know, it has a limit. So it's not like it's going to be here forever. So then get the most out of this precious human life. Oh, physically, verbally, mentally, whatever way is not physically, mentally, to three doors. Technically it's called three doors. All the practice they're taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adisha, all these great masters, something that you could do. It's not like something they are taught that you cannot do. It's not like that. Every practice they are taught, if you put some effort, you could do. So, you know, so bit by bit you could do. You could learn. It's not like, oh, this practice you cannot learn, that's not true. You could learn. Every practice they are taught, you could learn. Slowly, you could learn. Slowly, you could learn. And you can practice. That's true. You can practice. Every single practice. Oh, so now how is about actualizing realization? Oh, that's based on how much effort you put. You know, it's based on then many things, based on your karma, based on how much effort you put. But you could learn. Definitely you could learn. Okay? So that's where we stop now here. Well, even though I try to go through shortcuts, so it's still just like class number 4 on the same topic. You understand my point now? You understand the point? What we need, what kind of message we need to get out of this part of the sections? One important one, recognize the very life that you have is precious. You have to have faith, you have to understand, you have to gain realizations this life is very precious, very difficult to find, very meaningful. That's the one core message that we need to get out of studying, out of this topic. Second, this preciousness could slip through your hand by doing nothing much. Then you need to be aware. You need to be aware. When? No clue. Will that happen? Definite. It's not like, oh, maybe, no. Definite. That's going to happen. Definitely going to happen. So when? Don't know. So could be tomorrow, could be today, hard to say. But this is the kind of method that we need to understand from this, studying this topic. Every day, remember. Every day, remember. You get maximum benefit if you remember, or this could be the last day. To save your life, to make better choice. If you're getting depressed by thinking like that, then there's something wrong. There's nothing. Probably there's not. Then maybe you should not think. You should not think about that because you are not getting any benefit. All right? You are not getting benefit. So, but that's how the teaching has been laid out in order to shape our life. Or maybe that's not very suitable for me. I don't like to think about that. I like to focus more on a life. That's all right. There's nothing wrong. But the core message is how to make better choice. You could, choose, oh, I don't like to think about this. I like to focus more on life. That's all right. That's okay too. But to make sure this precious doesn't just slip through from your hands by doing nothing. So that's great loss. So, so I understand because, meditating on death is not part of your culture in the West. People tend not to think, they try to deny, but it's going to happen, whether you ignore or deny, or it's going to happen. So it's only a matter of time. But if you don't want to think about death, there's nothing wrong. That's okay. Whole point is, how to make better choice in daily basis, better choice, and how to assess for your own benefit, very present now, breathing for your own benefit. What's the best thing to do? Because you are capable to do, because you possess Buddha nature, you have to have faith in yourself. If you don't have faith in yourself, nothing can be accomplished. You have to have faith in yourself. There's something that you can do. You have to have faith in yourself that I could enlighten. If I put effort, I could enlighten, according to Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, within 12 years, 3 years, 3 months, I could get enlightened. You have to have faith. Okay. Without faith in yourself, not recognizing this life is precious, nothing can be accomplished. So whether you want to think about death or not, that's how the teachings lay out in order to shape our life. Maybe it may be not suitable for your mind. I like to focus more on the life. That's okay. But they get the most out of this precious human life. That's the whole point. Okay. So this precious human life, don't think it will be here forever. Sorry, that's ignorance. That's pure ignorance. It's not wisdom. even though you don't want to think about death, but thinking that you're going to be here forever, that's kind of deceiving. That's not wisdom. So, okay, so just that. So now, you know, we know we are human. We are only born as a human. And the amount of complications we go through when we are just born, different kind of complications. When we grow up, like after like 4 or 5 years, different kind of complications. Then we become teenager, different kind of complications. Then we get, some of good, they go to monastery, become monk, some people become nun, some people get married, have children. Different kind of complication after complication. What is that? That's the nature of samsara. Why my life is not perfect? Well, there's nothing is perfect in samsara. There's nothing is perfect, you know. Or you may think, oh, maybe I could go move to Costa Rica. My life is going to be perfect. Probably ignorance. You could move to Costa Rica. Probably your life is not going to be perfect. You could think, oh, I could move to Nepal. Maybe, you know, this idea. So this samsara is a whole. Oh, so then, you know, like, I don't like that my hair, like, now turning to gray. Yeah, in the first place, if you don't have hair, you don't need to worry about turning to gray. So then you don't have hair. It's not like, you know, so the hair, why this body? No, that's not just you. Everybody has head. Then on that head, hair grows. So that's everybody, same. All human, there's hair on their head. And all human, their hair eventually turns to gray. So like that. So these are all part of the many, many complications associated with this body. Oh, I don't like to get, oh, I don't like aging, I don't like death. Oh, liberate. No, like there's no choice, liberate. Like conquer. How is it, Shukla, conquer?
Conquer.
Conquer death and birth. Conquer. How? Liberate. So this desire realm, form realm, formless realm, no matter you go from desire realm to form realm, desire realm to celestial, within the celestial realm, go there and maybe go to form realm, come back, it goes like round and round and round, but you are not free from complications, all the complications. The way to free yourself from all the complications, liberate. Okay, there is always something to do. The level of complication you don't like, there's always something to do. There's always freedom to seek for. Freedom to seek for. Oh. So I'm not much worried about liberation, fully enlightenment. I'm just looking for another human life. Oh, you can do something for that too. You know, you can create a cause. Practice ethics. Practice morality. So that you will have another human rebirth. Well, that's all you want. Well, I'm not really worried about liberating Moksha. It's too much to tackle. So I just want to be another human. Well, I just want to go another realm. There will be less complications. Oh, you could do that too. You know, there's many choice. There are many, many choice. Or maybe I'm not really worried about next life. I'm just worried about this life. Or there's something you can do in this life. I'm not really worried about next life. I'm just worried about this life. Make sure that I'm happy most of the time. So mentally, I'm kind of happy, satisfied, content. Oh, there's something you can do. Meditate or, you know, work with your mind. Well, I'm not just this life. I'm also worried about next life. Oh, there's something you can do. Well, not just next life. I really want to be free from myself, from all the samsara. Oh, there's something you can do. Oh, this is not just enough. Maybe I'm worried about all other sentient beings. Oh, enlightened. You know? There's always choice, okay? You work just for this life, next life, higher rebirth, liberation, enlightenment, We are all capable. We have to know. But the first place, we have to have faith. Oh, so these are the messages we need to get out of this topic. So then, you know, a lot of quotation from Nagarjuna, different masters. So make sure the Lama just did not make it up by himself. That's why there's a lot of quotations. So when you read those texts, it's all said there. So then, you know, it is, has lineage. It's lineage. It's not just somebody just made it up a few months ago. It's not like that. It's been there. Teaching has been around thousands and thousands of years. So now, from the Chukila, so is there anything left important? I think every single word is important. In your view, what needs to be explained now, instead of going word by word? Anybody else? If anybody else thinks it's important, I think every word is important. So I already explained the point. So we could read word by word, and also then spend all our energy and meanwhile forget what I'm supposed to get out of this topic. Oh, as I said. Precious human life, impermanent. There's a true message that we need to get out of this topic. Precious human life, impermanent. Don't fool by idea that I'm going to be here forever. That's kind of deceiving. Don't fool by that, you know, don't fool by that. Oh, that's ignorance. You know? Whether we like to hear or not, it's kind of ignorance. So. So then what else, Chukila, or Mirasam, anybody else, anything important that we need to, I should read from this text? If you did your homework, so maybe is there any important things that, as something to explain? Or maybe next Wednesday, maybe I will come a little later, so then you should read. Then maybe there are certain sections that maybe you don't understand, so then maybe I will explain. Does that sound good? Shukrila or Samula will read, then you all have, most of you have copy of this book. So then if Samula or Shukrila says, oh, this is kind of hard, so then if you're not able to chew, then I will try to chew. So I'm also getting old, so I may not be able to chew. So that means to explain, not really to explain. So.
Well, it mentions about, you know, at the end of life, after you have to be either have a higher rebirth or a lower rebirth, and he explains that a while. You know, about happy migration or unhappy migration.
Asking to explain?
No, I mean, that's what the Lama is explaining. That we need to, there's only two options, either a higher rebirth or a lower rebirth after death.
See, like, you all aware, karma or action, not different, same thing, different word, same thing. Le, in Tibetan, le, same thing. Tibetan, we don't say karma, we say le. People who speak Sanskrit, they say karma. And people who don't speak Tibetan, Hindi, they say actions. All the same thing. Word in a different word means all the same thing. Doesn't mean one is better than another one, same thing. So now, action from mouth, word. Action from body, then thinking, mental action, that's action. Now maybe you wonder like, yeah, higher rebirth, lower rebirth, based on actions. So this action can be incomplete actions, can be complete actions. The motivation, intention is very strong. So then the process or action itself is strong, then conclusion is strong, that karma is complete. It's like harder to purify. Motivation is very strong, so then between motivation and result, then you kind of change your mind or maybe not good to do. That karma is lighter because that karma is incomplete because you lose interest. You know, so there's no action, but there's only motivation, but there's no action, there's no result. Karma has been created, yes, but that karma is incomplete. Okay? So motivation is very strong. You have object, you take the actions, then you enjoy the result. So that karma is complete. It's harder to purify. Okay, so that's what Rama is a rebirth. You know, higher, two options, higher rebirth, lower rebirth. Oh, there's a, so then you wonder, oh, maybe I'm not idea what kind of karma I'm going to plant. I'm going to water, let's say I'm going to water time of death. Which kind of karma I'm going to water time of death? Oh, that's very much based on if you wonder what kind of karma. So now that's based on positive, negative, which one is more heavier. The heavy, generally speaking, heavy is going to be, you're going to be probably more likely water on the heavy one. Oh, these are, maybe these two karmas equally heavy. I'm not sure which one is going to be water time of death. Oh, equally heavy. So now, Nyamakanda, which one you are more familiar? Are you more familiar doing good things or you are more familiar doing bad things? So there's good action and bad action now for is equally 1 pound, 1 pound. So now I'm not sure which one is going to ripen fast or which one you are more familiar. Leji kowa chikanda, nyewa kanda. First, like which one you are equally 1 pound, 1 pound. Which one you are close to? Which one you are close to? You are close to the good one, or you are close to the bad one? Or equally close, equal 1 pound, 1 pound, I'm close to each one of them, 50-50. Which one, then third one, which one you are more familiar? See, make sense? Familiar. There's one. Or equally 1 pound, 1 pound, equally close, equally familiar. So then which one you create first? That's how the karma is going to happen. Then the karma determines higher rebirth, lower rebirth. The karma is not created by your neighbor, it's created by you. It's not like somebody else created karma, then you experience the result. It's not like that. Karma is created by yourself, something you can control. That's why I say you could change. I used to be so angry person, like every little thing make me so angry. When I meditate, I practice, I read, I meditate. So now, I'm not that angry, you know. So I'm like, I do get angry occasionally, but not that often. It takes some time for me to get angry. Before, like, I was angry all the time. Every little thing made me so angry. Now I thought, I meditate, I read. So I changed, you know, I changed. So now I'm not that angry, you know. I'm not that jealous. I used to get jealous so easily. Now I'm not really that jealous. I kind of, occasionally I rejoice, you know, when I see people having good things, I just rejoice. Oh, that was wonderful, you know. Rejoice, slowly, slowly. Things can change, you can change. So you see, it's all about change and improvement. You improve. You know, I was so terrified by this and that, you know, so slowly practice, stop meditation. Now I'm not that much, I'm not that terrified. You know. So occasionally, but you know, most of the time I'm okay. So I used to think I'm just worthless, I've got no meaning, my life's no meaning, I'm just worthless, I'm just, you know. So now slowly I'm nothing like this. Now I think I do see myself as something precious, you know, so on and off. Not just always think of a negative, I do see I have opportunities, I do see. Now I can relate to the Buddha's teaching that I may have Buddha nature. I see some hope. Like there's no change in those words. So rivers, to what was just Samula read, rivers is determined by actions. What actions, okay? Today, what else? You wonder what karma is going to ripen fast. Equally one pound, equally close, equally familiar, which one creates fast. No need to wait, or maybe like I'm kind of depressed about something that I did like 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Purify. You can purify. You don't need to sink with that actions. You don't need to sink. You don't need to drown with that action. You can purify. I don't know how to purify. Oh, if you are living here nearby Kadamba Center, go around the stupa, purifies. Say a mani mantra, you know, do some like go around, even the house, go around the Tara statues, purifies. You don't need to drown, you don't need to drown with your actions, you can purify. You can purify. Oh, I don't think I can purify, that's kind of heavy. Someone who killed 999 human beings can be liberated in this life. Why you think that you can purify? Why? What kind of reason or what kind of profound reason that you have that thinking that you can purify? And who said that you cannot purify? Who said? Most of you heard about it. Story about Milarepa. Early life, he did kill his aunt and uncle together with many friends, animals. He managed to enlighten. Why you think that you have no chance? Why you think you have no chance? What kind of proof do you have that you can purify? What kind of proof do you have or evidence you have that you cannot purify? Oh, I don't know how to purify. Oh, you can go around stupa, you can read sutra, you can study, you can learn the 4 points of purification practice. What are those 4 points? You can learn, you can purify. Purification doesn't come to you, so don't wait for that. Purification doesn't come to you. So you need to study. Oh, what do you say, children? Does purification come to you? we do what we can do. Of course, nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody was perfect. The Buddha's previous life was not perfect. Milarepa, before he was in life, not perfect. Nobody was perfect. No? Vijayalangitava was not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But everybody make effort and believing in themselves and believing, having a faith in themselves, knowing their Buddha nature, so knowing, believing in themselves to have opportunity to grow, to improve. Wow. Yeah, so maybe I cannot purify. That's kind of heavy. No. Every single negative karma can be purified. Can be purified. And you can learn how to purify. It's not like you cannot learn. That's very secret. No. It's not a secret. You can learn how to purify. You just need to motivate. Go around the stupa, go around the statues. Just need to think that particular incident or event. Think, go, and regret. Strong regret. Not just regret. Very strong regret. Almost that. Three of you, you and your friends, and your friend's friends, kind of took some kind of poison. And your friend died, and another friend was very sick, and somehow you survived. Then you regret, how much you regret, like that. That kind of strong regret. Strong regretting towards something negative is positive. Regretting towards something positive is negative. Regret can be both. Now here we are not talking about guilt. We don't talk about guilt. We talk about regret. Among those four powers, regret is the most important. I really regret. At that time, I kind of enjoy, but now when I look back, I do regret. I really regret. Whatever I regret. So just that purifies. Believe or not, just that purifies. Or by then I kind of enjoy because I enjoy seeing that person kind of hurting because I don't like that person. Now when I look back, I kind of regret. Regret that kind of, I enjoy, kind of regret. That purifies. Just that purifies. Why it purifies? That is the one of the power among those four power, most important one, is purifies. Purify. I'm not just making this up. Purify. It's not, purification is not that difficult. It's not that hard. Okay? So what else now? Hold on. How much time do we have, Pamela? Pamela, how much time do we have?
We have about 10 minutes, Geshe-la.
Anything else? So that maybe Hamla, Chukila, Dhammasi, that's what we'll do next. We read in advance, you read, or maybe you read a little bit, so we all know where we stop, you can read. If you don't understand something, mark. So you can read, next time when you come to class, you can read, then I will explain. Okay, so then otherwise we are going to move to the next topic, because I think everything that I need to say, I already said it for this, on this topic, whether you read at end of the day. So just talk about that, that sounds so good. that's what we do next time. So you read and write down wherever you don't understand, write down, then I'll read that part. So if you, then you read when you know, so that's good news, okay? Yeah, so
Geshe-la? A student has a question asking to clarify the difference between regret and guilt.
Guilt is just negative things. Guilt is just negative. Whenever people say, I feel guilty, they always refer to something negative, right? Am I right? Does guilt have positive sides or not? Does guilt ever use for positive things or not?
No.
This question boils down on that. Regret can be both. Can be positive, can be negative. As I said, if you're regretting towards something good, that's negative. If you're regretting towards something bad, that's positive. Or I regret I give too much. That's negative. No. Regretting towards something positive. Or maybe I should know, I'm kind of regret that I'm being too nice. That's negative regret. No. Or I'm kind of regret that I'm kind of being mean to that person. That's positive. So guilt is only negative. That's a big difference. What do you say? No? Any donations?
Geshe, you explained to me once about the difference of regret and guilt. And what you told me was that in regret, there was like a... Not only that we kind of make the purpose of not committing the action again. Like we analyze it, we understand what was wrong about the action, and but we also do the intention of not doing the same thing again. Otherwise, there is no point. And guilt is just like beating ourselves down about, you know, feeling negative about something that we did or something that happened. But there is no point because we are not changing anything about it. So it's just negative. And the positive of regret is that we have the opportunity to turn it into something positive.
Yeah, so the Buddha said to Shariputta, well said, lexo, lexo, according to Heart Sutra, Josephina, lexo, lexo.
It was your teaching, Geshe, I'm just repeating. It was all yours.
That's why the Buddha is meditating, then Shariputta and our Lord, they are having like Q&A. So then Buddha said, Shariputta, well said, lexo, lexo. So same thing here, Josephina, lexo, lexo. Yeah, well said, well said. Very good.
Yeah. Keshla, I think also for sometimes guilt can be like, I'm a bad person, as opposed to there were actions, you know, that were bad. And so guilt can have that sense of like, it's about me as a person as opposed to my actions.
Yeah, so that's, I think, like, not having a faith. That's the main thing, not having a faith in yourself. Then people start to feel bad, you know, feel bad. Don't you think? Yeah, they somehow they get this idea, oh, I'm not worth it. I'm not worth it. That's very unfortunate. You know? I'm not sure, like, how this culture or some tradition, so some of these kind of visions, people should not think like, so someone who's like killed 999 humans managed to turn things around. So why you think that you are not good enough? You know, why? I think it's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. That's what I've been saying. Few months ago, I've been kind of emphasizing that you have to have faith in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. You know, so I'm not just making these things up, make you happy. No, that's the teaching. There's a part of the teaching that you have to have faith. That's why Lamrim begin with a precious human life. Think about that. Or maybe there are no any other subject to begin. No, there are tons of subjects to begin. Why to begin with precious human life? Very beginning of the path. You are not going to succeed if you just think that you are not worth it, then you are not good enough. You don't have any evidence. You don't have any proof why you're not good enough. And then just negative thought. It's unfortunate. So that sometimes people refer to guilt to themselves, they are not good. Should I say it again?
Yeah, Geshe-la, I think sometimes guilt can be seeing that we're bad as opposed to separating the actor from the action, right? So it's like we're bad as a whole package, not just that there were bad actions.
Yeah, somehow it's contributing. Somehow it's contributing. I'm not able to separate action and actor and this thing like it's inseparable. Yeah, so I don't blame if you think it's inseparable. I don't just understand why you feel bad, because you have this very thick ignorance that your action is yourself is, you know, action is story, like your story, mainly your stories, right? You are not born with those stories. Those stories happen. Are you born with those stories when you are, you don't have any story when you're born. You're just baby. Not my story. Anyway, so good discussion. So next time, please read. So then if you don't understand, mark, so then you can read that part, so then we'll discuss. Maybe that's the best. So this, I mean, topic is kind of hard at the end of the day. What you say, shit, it's good, or talk about just that, at the end of the day. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for coming. So then everyone have a wonderful night. So then see you Sunday. So last Sunday, so I play hooky. I'm fine. So nothing wrong with here. Got to receive both vaccinations. Totally fine. So, very grateful for all the positive relationship I have with all of you many years. So, and always pray for your well-being. health, a long life, okay? I do the same thing. Okay, Amala, dedication. So.
Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samanta Bhattatu realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these fruits of virtue with the dedication praises the best by the victorious ones thus gone of the three times so I might perform good works. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of perfect pure Lo Sangdrapa to shine forever. At the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Alatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on listen void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion. Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Tsongkhapa, crown jewel of the sages of the land of snow, Lo Sangdrapa, at your feet, I make request. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha, Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha, Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha, Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha, Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha, Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Yeah, have a wonderful night. See you Sunday.